Let's bring in Pat and find out if we have a repeat of the weather we faced the other day.
Good morning.
Boy, we've got so many announcements here. Actually, most of them are early dismissals, but we have a few schools that are actually canceling in advance. And I was going to introduce you as by saying, is the weather on our doorstep or is it yet to arrive later on today?
No. It's not on our doorstep. I don't see the snow coming in here until somewhere between, I would say, 10 and noon.
Okay, so 10 and noon. So that gives the schools to run and dismiss early, and the other ones that have already announced their dismissals. But we also, like I said, have some schools that have canceled right now. Is it going to be much a repeat of what we saw the other day?
Maybe, yeah, because we're expecting 1 to 3 inches. And again, you know, don't focus in on the three. The three is going to be much more likely in the highest elevations, okay? And mid-30s, you know, the temperature is going to be going up. So it's going to be a wet snow again. Now the snow will mix with and change over to rain early tonight. So good chance that whatever we do accumulate today will wash away tonight. And it'll be windy and the temps will continue to rise 35 to 40. Considerably cloudy, windy, 40 to 45 Thursday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 35 to 40 Friday. Some sun Saturday, 40 to 45. And right now for Sunday, it looks like we may have a little bit of rain shower activity coming back in to the area on Sunday. So this is not a nor'easter. This is a storm that is now over Memphis, headed for Ohio, and then it takes a track northeastward right across the Northeast. So that's one of the reasons why we're not getting a lot of snow out of this one.
But it's going to be a yucky morning tomorrow morning just because of the mud and the snow and stuff like that.
Well, again, there should be no snow left because of the rain tonight. So, you know, it'll just be kind of mucky because it'll be, you know, warmer than it normally is, 35 to 40.
My crushers really like when I have to walk through mud.
Yeah,
they sink down. They sink down about two inches.
Yeah. So that's a scoop on this, and you know, and then another front, a front comes in. That's why we may have some showers Sunday into Monday, and we'll see what happens after that because then we'll be at the tail end of the month of January on Tuesday, and my feeling tells me that as a new invasion of Arctic air heads our way. For the new month of February, something's going to give next week. So I would say that from February 1st, which is Wednesday, through next weekend, there is definitely going to be something giving. I can't tell you, Marshall, if it's going to be on the weekend because it's the important weekend with the ski fest or whatever you call it, jump fest.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of that is, to use the pun, up in the air, but I do feel that things are going to make a big change.
And we are going to have colder weather beginning like Monday night and Tuesday, where at night it'll get down around freezing or a little below?
Well, yeah, that's just going to be the tip of the iceberg. Okay. The real Arctic air doesn't come in until late next week of the weekend.
Yeah, but what it does, as long as it's below freezing, it gives the folks at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association that chance to make some snow.
Yep.
So, and I was meant to interview Willie at 6:20 this morning. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna have to call him and apologize with all the school cancellations. I forgot about him, so I'll be speaking hopefully with Willie either in the 7 o'clock hour or the 8 o'clock hour this morning, so we can update people on Salisbury Winter Sports Association. So, well, at least these storms keep you busy, Pat.
They do. Yeah, I guess you say that. I mean, it's been a barrage of storms, but you have to admit, most of them have been extremely easy.